1 Samuel chapter 24. When Saul returned from fighting the Philistines, he was told, "Look, David is in the desert of En-Gedi." Then Saul took 3,000 chosen men from all Israel and went to search for David and his men at the rocks of the wild goats. He came to the sheepfolds by the road, where there was a cave. Saul went in to relieve himself. Now David and his men were hiding in the back parts of the cave. David's men said to him, "Look, the day the Lord said to you, 'I will deliver your enemy into your hand, and you will do to him whatever you want to,'" then David snuck up and secretly cut off the edge of Saul's robe. Afterward, David's conscience bothered him because he had cut off the edge of Saul's robe. He told his men, "The Lord forbid that I should do this thing to my Lord, the Lord's anointed, to lift my hand against him, seeing he is the Lord's anointed." So David stopped his men with these words and did not let them kill Saul. Saul got up out of the cave and went on his way. David also got up afterwards and slipped out of the cave and shouted out to Saul, "My lord the king." Saul looked behind him. David bowed with his face to the ground. Then David said to Saul, "Why do you listen to people saying, 'See, David is seeking to harm you'? This day your eyes have seen how that the Lord has delivered you into my hand in the cave. Some advised me to kill you, but I spared you and said, 'I will not lift my hand against my Lord, because he is the Lord's anointed.' Look, my father, see the piece of your robe in my hand. I cut off the corner of your robe, but didn't kill you. So understand that I have no evil or rebellion in mind, and I have not sinned against you, though you have hunted me down to take my life. The Lord judge between you and me, and the Lord avenge me of what you have done, but my hand will not touch you. Like the old proverb says, 'Out of the wicked comes wickedness,' but I will not lay a hand on you. Who is the king of Israel chasing down? Who are you pursuing? A dead dog? A single flea? The Lord therefore be judge and give sentence between you and me. May he see and plead my case and rescue me out of your hand." When David had finished speaking these words to Saul, Saul responded, "Is this your voice, my son David?" Then Saul wept aloud. He said to David, "You are more righteous than I am, for you have repaid me good, whereas I have repaid you evil. You have declared this day how that you have dealt with me when the Lord had delivered me into your hand, and you didn't kill me. For if a man finds his enemy, will he let him get away safely? May the Lord reward you with good for the way you have treated me today. Now look, I know that you will surely be king, and that the kingdom of Israel will be established in your hand. Now swear to me by the Lord that you will not cut off my descendants after me, and that you will not destroy my name out of my father's house." So David swore to Saul. Then Saul went home, but David and his men went up to the stronghold.